Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Barbados makes this intervention on the part of Jamaica. We apologize for the coordinator's absence. The CARICOM Group welcomes the Economic Survey of Latin America and the Caribbean 2024, which exposed the challenges faced by the region in relation to the low growth trap, climate change, and economic and employment trends, all of which have impacted the ability of our countries to achieve the robust levels of economic progress that are required to achieve sustainable development. We agree with the content of the report, which highlights the direct link between slow economic growth and low levels of employment, as well as the spread of informal employment across many sectors and at different levels. We also note that there is a connection between employment in the informal sector and the level of education of citizens. In this regard, we call on UNCTAD to provide the necessary technical assistance and capacity building to facilitate the policy support required for continued efforts in tackling informality in the job markets across all sectors. As outlined in the report, this includes the promotion of education, particularly among vulnerable groups such as young people, women, older persons, migrants, and persons living in rural communities. This policy support would enhance the ongoing initiatives in many of our countries to promote higher levels of education in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Additionally, we commend previous and ongoing efforts to build out the productive capacities of our countries, which enhances our ability to respond to the challenges through self-assessments and technical expertise on the creation of useful mechanisms to prevent further challenges with employment and the low growth trap. We also look forward to the future work of UNCTAD, as highlighted in the draft work program for 2026, to further enhance the productive capacities of Caribbean SIDS. Climate change poses a significant challenge to our countries, particularly because of our geographic location and our reliance on vulnerable sectors, including agriculture and tourism. This is most evident in the increased frequency of natural disasters, such as hurricanes, and the deleterious impact of these phenomena on our economies. In all instances, limited fiscal resources must be diverted to recovery efforts, hindering the ability of our countries to focus critical resources and efforts in a sustained and effective way towards achieving our trade and development goals. We therefore call on UNCTAD to provide support to the countries of the region for the strengthening of adequate adaptation and mitigation policies, strategies and responses, which in turn will help to boost the resilience of our countries vis-a-vis some of the major adverse effects of climate-related events on economic growth and employment. We further reiterate that these measures are paramount for the future viability of our economies, as highlighted in the report, which has concluded that in the absence of effective mitigation measures, GDP and employment are expected to decline significantly by 2050. In closing, we stand firm in our resolve to transform the development trajectory of our countries through more tailor-made, targeted, and sustained policy responses and strategies. We therefore look forward to advancing efforts to overcome the decades-long growth trap that our countries continue to face, impeding our ability to achieve the catalytic levels of economic growth required to achieve economic transformation, boost our resilience, and strengthen our capability to more substantively contribute to the global economy and ultimately the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. I thank you, Chair, and Barbados would wish to make an intervention after the coordinators have completed theirs. Thank you.